Virgin Radio 104.4, 8:38. We are your station, making you an instant millionaire, and it's only one day to go. Tomorrow morning at this time, it may have been given away. It may have been given away. Someone may be a millionaire this time tomorrow. You never know. With Morass and Virgin Radio's race to the million dirham place. Are we making that call?
You never know.
Yep. Hey, so yesterday, I get a message from a friend of mine. His name's Johnny. He's in the States. He's a fairly well-known guy.
We've spoken to him before.
Yes, and he said, hey, one of my buddies is coming through Dubai. They've got a 20-hour stopover. They've left Brazil. They're going to Bali. They're flying Emirates. They've got a 20-hour stopover. She's just in the city. She doesn't really know anyone. If you can just show her around. And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. He goes, I'm going to link you guys up. So links up on WhatsApp. She sends me a message. She's like, hey, Chris, I'm in Dubai. Johnny says that I think we're going to link up. And I said, you know what? What are you going to do today? She's like, I've got really no plans. I'm just here with one of my friends. We're here for 20 hours. And I did the touristy thing. I wrote down everything that she should do in a day in Dubai. You know, go and visit the Burj Al Arab, take the photos out the front. Go to Mall of the Emirates. Go check out the mall there. Go to the Dubai old school area. Go see the old souk. Go to downtown. Go to the Dubai Mall. Mm. And I said, okay, you do all that. And I said, do you want me to take you up the top of the tower? She's like, OMG, I really wanted to do it. I wasn't sure if I was going to have enough time to do it. Spoke to the guys at the top, Burj Khalifa. Thank you. They sorted it out.
Oh, nice.
Now, the girl, and should I say the superstar, her name is Anita.
She's amazing.
Right.
She is the biggest artist that Brazil has ever seen.
She's huge. And
I didn't realize, A, who it was, or B, how big she was. I knew that she was a singer.
Right, right.
So then we get there. I get to Dubai Mall. I meet her for the first time. I've got my fiance B with me, her friend as well. Mm. If you know who Anita is, pick up the phone and call me right now. 048715544. She's
got 35 million followers.
Yeah.
On Insta.
So she puts me on her stories, and then I get 2,500 followers in about a couple of hours.
It's been a great couple of weeks
so
for you.
So big.
And then I've made these headlines in Brazil.
Yeah.
Of who Anita is hanging out with in Dubai.
Wow.
Her music, man, she just dropped a song with Snoop Dogg. How did this song come about? I sat down. We spent the entire day and night yesterday.
Together.
She is such an amazing soul. For someone that is so famous. So I said, how did you do the song with Snoop? This is what's really crazy about today. All those collaborations that she's got. She's got one with Becky G, J Balvin, Sean Paul. There's a lot going on. All through Instagram.
Oh, really?
So,
and they probably never meet, do they? They just record it and send it back and forth.
She met Snoop, but I said, how did this Snoop collaboration come about? She goes, I just got a call one day. He had seen me on Instagram. She's got a Netflix special out that you can watch on Netflix in the Middle East as well.
Oh, wow.
And she's just like, gets the call, answers it, and it's, hey, it's Uncle Snoop.
No way.
Yeah, he calls himself Uncle Snoop.
That's pretty cool. I mean, if I was Snoop Dogg, I'd call myself Uncle Snoop as
right?
well.
Yeah, true.
Like, come on.
And then that's how it all is. She was telling me, you know who her best friend is?
Who?
Neymar Jr.
Best friend.
That's
wow.
That's who, like, that's one of her closest friends.
Is he Brazilian as well?
Yeah, he is Brazilian. Yeah, he plays for the national team and also plays for Paris Saint-Germain.
So as I take her up to the top Burj Khalifa, she's taking photos nonstop. And I'm like,
Were you in a bit of an awkward place? Because usually, like, when you go out, you know, fair enough, people ask you for a photo.
I was still taking my photos there, mate. Don't worry.
No, I saw. You know what he was doing? When she was getting all of the photos and stuff, he didn't know what to do, so he videoed her all the photos.
I became her personal photographer.
There you go.
So all these people were coming up to her, and it was getting a little bit out of control at one stage. And then she was even surprised. She was like, wow, I didn't know that I would have such a large fan base here in Dubai that I would like to go. Now, she is someone that not only she's got a kids cartoon that airs every single day in Brazil.
Yeah.
She's got the biggest songs ever that have ever been released. She's the biggest artist that Brazil has ever, like, sort of created.
Yeah.
But just the sweetest woman. And I'm sitting there with me, my fiance Brianna, her assistant as well. We're just hanging out there under the Burj Khalifa. And what I loved is that she was blown away about Dubai and the UAE. She was like, this city, as we sat there and the fountain was going off, I can't believe this city is here.
It exists.
And when we went up, when we went at the top Burj Khalifa, we went up to that, I think 127, where you can get that camera and it shows you how the streets looked 30 years ago to how they look now. She was blown away with how it was. She couldn't believe it.
That's pretty cool.
Bianca, good morning, Bianca. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Morning, Preeti. Good morning, Rossi.
Oh, hi.
You know of Anita?
I do. I listen to her in the gym. The song with Rita Ora.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, she on that song as well. She's done a huge collaboration. But super unusual. I just didn't realize to the extent until I woke up this morning. I'm like, why do I have 4,000 new followers on Instagram? Why? And it's just like their fan base is scary.
Scary.
Because they started taking the stories. They were ripping off the stories of my gram
and
reposting them. And I thought to myself, oh, wow, this is, I feel a little bit awkward here. I don't want to put too much up.
Why?
Because if I put anything that I put up of her, then it gets taken and puts on the internet. And then I felt bad. I'm like,
aww.
Do you know
like
what I mean?
Because you were giving like the inside.
Yeah,
you were like just having a conversation.
I was just all like, yo, what's going on?
Like you normally would do.
I didn't realize that it was going to go viral, you know?
I can also imagine, obviously, being at the top Dubai Mall, so many tourists, right?
Everyone.
Imagine someone from Brazil visiting Dubai, going at the top, and you
and
bump into Anita.
No, like, I know.
Wouldn't that be insane?
You'd be like, well, hold on, what's going on? But that's what was happening.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, what are you here for?
Yeah.
So good. Hey, Martin Garrix, right now, Macklemore, Virgin Radio. She looks good.